Warning, we are back from spending the holiday weekend with family, so we've been holding it all in. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, November the 27th, 2018.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a gang of drug trafficking white supremacists is busted with 100 illegal guns and pipe bombs.
A Florida woman suspects that meth might be bad for her.
A Florida man calls cops to report a break-in by a robber who left behind weed and a bomb.
And a miniature horse services a Florida man, but it's not a service animal. Oh, I am not reading that.
Plus, Florida man versus tourist, listener email and V-mail and more.
Well, here we are, folks. We're doing a late recording on this one from the week where we've been out for the holidays. This is Thanksgiving weekend, and we're recording. I'm coming off a four-day bender, so here goes nothing.
So you said you were on a four-day bender. What did you do over the...
We went camping. We were at the campsite, at their RV resort.
Nice. Yeah, we went up to Arcadia to... spend the day with my father-in-law's family, side of the family, and it was outside. It was really nice. It was they had some big shady oak trees that they had all the tables set up at, and quite a spread. Everybody brought way too much food, and everybody ate way too much food, as is usual for Thanksgiving. So I'm sitting there after the meal, and I'm on my phone. I'm looking up the Lions score, and I hear somebody come up from behind me and whispers in my ear. He goes, "You taking notes for the show? Because there's a whole lot of get her done up in here." My wife's cousin is one of our listeners. So,
yeah.
Hey, Jason, how's it going?
You never know where you're going to find good content.
Mm-hmm. I'm just remembering one clinking ice today.
Huh?
I said, and you're the ice today.
Yeah. Trying to wean myself off, but. So we do have something special. We wanted to make our first announcement that we have our live Christmas show coming up in 2 weeks on Sunday, December the 9th at Coosatchie Jack's in Fort Myers at 4 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, we mentioned it last week. We didn't have the details nailed down yet, but yeah, it is going to be on Sunday, December the 9th at 4 o'clock, just like Phil just said. And once again, we're going to be doing that at Caloosahatchee Jack's in Fort Myers. And from what I hear, they have a brand new stage for us to perform on.
We do. We have a brand new, we've got a new stage there. If you're going to come to the show, then maybe we should make it like a, you know, your ugly Christmas sweater, you know, kind of thing.
I've already got my wardrobe picked out for the day.
I've seen pictures of it, and I was trying to hint around to you that maybe we should just go with the sweater.
No. I bought it just special for the show. So
fantastic.
I think maybe we should do like a Dirty Santa giveaway too.
So we could. If we could do that.
People want to bring a wrapped gift, and then if they bring one, they can get one. And we'll do, after the show, we'll do a little gift unwrapping.
Fair enough.
Session there. So,
and for those of you that might be from out of town, that's only 2 hours from Miami.
Or Tampa, or
Polk County. If any of our friends are up there.
I don't know if we want. I don't know if we want to advertise to the people from Polk County that they could.
That's where our best. That's here. That's where the majority of our sources come from.
That's my point.
Oh yeah. Never mind. Sorry, a little slow.
If you're in Orlando, we got a lot of Orlando listeners. It's only a 3-hour drive from Orlando, so it's at 4 in the afternoon. So you got plenty of time to get back and get home before you have to go to bed and be ready for work Monday morning. So. Please come on out. We're not charging admission again, so should be a good time.
All right, let's get started with the show. Story number one, Florida men arrested with pipe bombs, rocket launcher, and white supremacist drug sting. Damn. All right. Dozens of members of two white supremacist gangs in Florida were arrested after a massive drug trafficking sting, during which authorities also seized more than 100 illegal firearms, several functioning pipe bombs, and a rocket launcher.
Damn.
That's coming strong.
Yeah, they want to keep their drugs safe, I guess.
The U.S. District Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Florida announced that 39 members of the Unforgiven and United
Aryan
Brotherhood gangs face a range of charges, including federal firearms and drug violations.
Now, Phil, this is how everybody should know that you are not a racist. I know there was that little joke about that last week, but the fact that you can't pronounce the word Aryan shows that you are not.
I don't even know what it means.
White, basically. It's the master race thing.
Oh, yeah. All right. I did not know what that meant. Prosecutors accused one suspect, 31-year-old, name redacted because we are not stupid.
Oh! Okay, sorry.
Somebody got pipe bombs on his charges. Right. I ain't putting his name on our show.
I'm reading through it. I'm like, what the heck? Is that, will we leave something out? All right. Of having two functioning pipe bombs in his possession, though it is not yet clear what he intended to do with them.
I'm thinking he was going to blow shit up.
Authorities additionally uncovered several pounds of crystal meth and fentanyl as part of the raid.
Wow. Is this Walter White?
I swear. The arrests are the result of a 3-year investigation dubbed Operation Blackjack, which involves state and federal prosecutors, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, and the Pasco Sheriff's Office.
So they called it Operation Blackjack. You know that's pissing off these white supremacists that they put black in there.
We will continue to use every tool at our disposal to prosecute those who persist in purveying violent crime and drug trafficking in our streets, U.S. Attorney Chapa Lopez said in a statement. We are committed to working with our partners to render our community safe for our citizens in the Middle District of Florida. Okay. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, the United Aryan Brotherhood is one of the oldest prison-based white supremacist groups in the country, while the Anti-Defamation League described the Unforgiven as a neo-Nazi organization based in Florida.
So we have those, apparently.
The suspects could see anywhere between 2 years and life behind bars.
That's quite a wide range.
That's a pretty big spread.
Yeah. I'm thinking the guy with the pipe bombs, he's closer to the life.
But the Brotherhood thing is the oldest prison-based group in the country. So, mm-hmm. Ain't that where most of them are anyway?
Eventually.
They're not very good, are they? Not very good at not getting caught.
You don't really assume that raging racists are among the more intelligent people. They're not good at planning, I would think.
Well, I'm not going to comment a lot on this because I don't need a pipe bomb accidentally showing up at the house. So, we'll let it go at that.
Story number two. Florida woman takes her meth to the doctor because she thinks it might be bad for her.
What?
Yep. A Florida woman brought a small, clear plastic bag to her doctor's office and asked for it to be tested because she was scared what smoking it was doing to her and wanted the doctor to check her well-being, according to an arrest report. The woman was 73. The bag...
Damn.
The bag contained methamphetamine.
Where? Oh, no, really?
According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office.
Of course.
Barbara Lee Ray went to the Complete Care Family Medicine Associates office in Fort Meade on November 5th and pulled 3 items from inside her green and orange colored handbag. A small clear plastic bag containing a white crystal-like substance, a small plastic container also containing a white crystal-like substance, and an empty prescription bottle with the name Barbara Ray affixed via prescription label. The arrest affidavit read, the small bag and plastic container both tested positive for meth.
Now, did she not know what it was? Did they tell her this was good for her? Like this was prescribed for her or something? And she believed them and decided to... How are you that dumb?
How do you get to be 73 years old by being that dumb? Usually Darwinism takes its toll on you, but you're not going to the pharmacy to buy this. And how many medicines do you actually smoke to get the correct effect of?
Well, from, I guess, from Walgreens and CVS, none.
Now, the closest I can think of is, like, my daughter has asthma and she has a nebulizer.
Yeah, nebulizer.
That's,
I always wondered if you could put pot or put dope in a nebulizer.
I mean, I wouldn't think it would be the most effective way to get the...
Yeah, I guess you're right. I never tried it.
Yeah, obviously. Me either. Aside from telling the doctor she was scared that smoking the product might be doing her some harm and requesting the test to presumably give her some peace of mind, it's not clear where she obtained the meth or why she was apparently smoking it. According to the arrest report, she said she'd been using the narcotic for about a month.
Yeah, well, she get bored. Just,
Yeah, maybe I should. Yeah.
You know. Give it a shot. I've been hearing a lot about this stuff. So
my grandson gave it to me. He told me.
Does she not have a phone or like internet that she could go Google, is meth bad for me?
She's 73 and she's from Polk County. You think she's on the internet?
I don't know.
The 103-pound, 5'4" Ray was taken to Bartow Regional Medical Center for medical clearance and then booked into Polk County Jail on 2 counts of possession of methamphetamine and 2 counts of possession of drug paraphernalia.
I wonder what the kids are thinking. Like, damn, mama. We told you just to be cool with it, and you had to go get it tested?
Mm-hmm. The report goes on to note that Ray, who was released from jail on November 7th, did not overdose on medication, nor had the suspect consumed medication.
Right, so she was only in jail for 2 days, right?
Yeah.
She went into the 5th.
Or the 7th.
And came out the 7th.
So she bailed out. The suspect appeared under the influence of methamphetamine at the time of contact and arrest. So what, was she cleaning?
I don't know.
The care facility had called Polk County officers to report a person allegedly overdosing on medication, the report read. But the police report said that she didn't overdose, so...
Well, they thought she had, and then when they got there, because they obviously were pretty good at recognizing it.
You know she ain't going to go back to that doctor's office.
No. What if, I just wonder if she has kids or grandkids, like, go hell, Grandma. Go get Grandma out of jail.
Or who got it for her? Did she get it from one of the grandkids?
Well, she didn't know what it was, so she's like, hey, what if I just throw this in the pipe and start smoking it?
I'm feeling tired. Oh, Grandma, I got something that'll pep you up.
Yeah, here you go. Take a hit of this. There's more to the story.
There's got
to
be.
All right, story number 3. Florida man says burglars broke into home, left him cocaine and pot. Well, damn, what'd they take? Brant Williams, 54, also told Martin County Sheriff's officials he, worked for a high government official in China for 30 years, according to sheriff records of the November the 1st incident. In the end, deputies reported finding more than $100,000 in cash, drugs, and several firearms, and took Williams to the slammer.
I don't think they bought that story about working for a government official in China.
The case began when a deputy went to a home in Jensen Beach. Williams invited a deputy inside, saying they'd need more law enforcement officials. He said the FBI would be needed, and they would be needed there for days.
This guy's quite the storyteller, isn't he?
Directed to the kitchen, a deputy noticed suspected marijuana, cocaine, a bong, and guns. Asked about the suspected drugs, Williams said he wasn't saying anything until the FBI showed up. Williams eventually said someone broke in and put the drugs there. He said deputies should look at his girlfriend and another friend.
Now, this is I've heard I'm not talking till my lawyer gets here, but never I'm not talking till the FBI gets here.
You got guns and dope in your house? Oh, I ain't saying shit till FBI gets here. Somebody's got some splaining to do.
Yeah.
Williams was asked whether he thought his girlfriend or the other friend broke in, and he said, I didn't say that.
This guy's all over the place.
Williams said he, quote, worked for a high government official in China for 30 years, but declined to go into detail. Investigators found no signs of a break-in. Investigators got a search warrant and turned up about 3 ounces of marijuana, 8 guns, cocaine, dozens of gold coins, pills, and more than $100,000 in cash.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say I bet they're suspecting him of trafficking.
Something there. Williams was arrested on charges of possession of controlled substance, cocaine, possession of more than 20 grams of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
And they seized his cash.
Damn. What the hell is the FBI going to do?
Yeah, exactly. And why would you call the cops?
Right.
He called the cops.
He
because,
did?
Yeah, he called the cops to say that somebody broke into his house and left all this shit here, and they arrested him because technically he was in possession of this shit. Dumbass.
Flush it, keep the money.
Yeah, exactly. So he's trying to frame his girlfriend and another friend, saying they broke in, they left all this shit here, and...
But he didn't say that.
Oh, no, he didn't say that.
He might have had.
But they should look at him.
They should look at him. But he didn't say anything to him. He didn't say nothing.
Wow. All
right. Now, where is Jensen Beach?
Martin County.
No shit. I picked that up from the damn description. I don't know where Jensen Beach is.
Oh, just south of Port St. Lucie.
All right.
Port St. Lucie area is becoming a contender with Jacksonville and Polk County. All right, now it's time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist.
Florida Man or
tourist.
Each week, I give a list of five famous or infamous people, and Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man or a tourist. We're going to do another headlines edition this week, so he just has to guess whether this took place in Florida or somewhere else. And if he gets three right or more, he wins. And if he gets three wrong or more, I win. And the loser buys the alcoholic beverages for the next episode. This week, I know I won last week, but I had been behind in my provisions of the
yes.
Tito's.
Yes, you have.
So I did make a stop at the liquor store on the way here today. Where
but you did not bring Tito's.
I did not, because there was an even better option that is only available this time of year, which is the winter blend of Jack Daniels. So I got that, and while I was checking out, I got carded. So that made me feel good. More than double the legal age. I'm still getting carded.
Sweet.
All right. So, like I mentioned, it is a headlines edition, so here is your first headline. Are you ready?
First headline. Got it.
All right.
Shoot. Hit me.
Man arrested for repeatedly calling 911 while drunk.
Florida man. Because that could happen, because it happened to me the other day.
You called 911?
Well, I hit the button too many times on my iPhone for an emergency, and then it was calling 911.
Wait, was this you?
And I happened to, and it said, do you want to decline to do this? I thought I was hitting the volume button. Apparently I was not.
Okay. Well, this guy did this multiple times.
I'm saying Florida man.
All right. Number two, man accused of using motorized license plate shield to avoid paying tolls.
That would be Florida man.
That's genius right there. That takes effort. Number three, realtor draws attention with sexy photos of underwear models in a home listing.
I'm going tourist on that one.
Really? All right. Number four, woman drops baby in the road while fleeing cops on foot.
I saw that one. That was not in Florida, so that's tourist.
Tourist. All right. And number five, teen driver's license revoked in under an hour.
Tourist.
So the first one, man arrested for repeatedly calling 911 while drunk. You said that was a Florida man, and that was a Florida man.
Woohoo!
He was actually from North Fort Myers. 34-year-old Andrew Cook was arrested Wednesday morning at his North Fort Myers home after calling the emergency number four times. Police say he reported an alleged disturbance during the first call, but officers could not find one when they arrived and instead found Cook on his porch, intoxicated with empty beer cans spilled on the ground.
Purely circumstantial.
Yeah, officers later responded to a second hang-up call and told Cook to stop, but Lee County deputies say he called two more times in front of them before being placed under arrest. Made the calls while the cops are there.
While they're standing there.
Brilliant. Yeah, and it's not even Polk County. All right, number two. Man accused of using motorized license plate shield to avoid paying tolls. You said Florida man, and that is a South Florida man. Yeah, he had this this whole thing rigged up where he's got a button on his dashboard. You just push it, and it flips a little metal cover over the thing so the cameras can't catch him. It says it is.
How'd they actually get him?
An off-duty Florida Highway Patrol officer finally spotted his van near Homestead. he didn't even do it. They had pictures of the van, and the cop knew what he looked like. That's good. All right, number three. Realtor draws attention with sexy photos of underwear models in a home listing. You said that was a tourist, and that took place in Texas.
That's 3-0, baby.
3-0.
I smell a skunk.
You are on the board with winning today, so let's see how you did on the rest of these. Number four, woman drops baby in the road while fleeing cops on foot.
I saw that on TV. I think that wasn't here.
You said tourist, and that was actually a Florida woman.
Oh, I was. Damn it.
Yeah, did you see the video?
Yeah, I watched it. It was on TV.
She just kind of just flung. At least she didn't drop him in the road. She was on the side of the road.
Baby had skull damage.
Yeah. Could have been worse if he hit the concrete. And number five, teen driver's license revoked in under an hour. You said this was a tourist, and this took place in Germany. So, yeah, this teenager got his driver's license, and 48 minutes later, he was pulled over for reckless driving, and they revoked his license.
Yeah, the old Audubon. You know what? I'm seeing a pattern here.
Mm-hmm.
When I recognize the story, I never get any of them right.
Yeah, you need to pay better attention when you're watching the news.
But the ones that I don't have any idea and I'm just guessing.
Yeah, you get them right.
I get those right.
Mm-hmm.
The ones I actually see on TV or read about, I missed every one of them.
Interesting.
I'm an idiot.
That says more about you than I think it says about stories.
It does. It does. I know that. I appreciate you pointing that out, though.
Our final story tonight. Florida man caught with his pants down in a pasture. So a Florida man was arrested Monday afternoon after he admitted to having sex with a miniature horse.
No, really?
Repeatedly.
Oh, fantastic.
According to the Marion County Sheriff's Office.
Fantastic.
So this is up in Ocala where, you know, lots of horses up there.
There are.
In addition to ponying up to having sex four times a week with the horse named...
Four times a week?
In a week. Four times in a week.
Oh.
With a horse named Jackie G., 20-year-old Citra resident Nicholas Sardo told a detective that he, quote, used a condom each time because he didn't want to get a disease from the horse, unquote.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So would you get hoof and dick disease?
Well, if she's giving it up to a human, she maybe, she's probably a loose horse.
Sardo is charged with four counts of sexual conduct with an animal. His bond is $4,000.
Damn.
That's some expensive sex there. A grand each time?
Damn. I mean, how do you...
It's a miniature horse, so you got to be on your knees.
No, but how do you get... You're driving down the road, you see a horse... I want to fuck that. I mean, where does that come into play that you're so bad off that you want the horse? I don't get it.
The sheriff's office says a family member owns the horse. The sheriff's office said Sardo told the detective that, quote, he knew he was wrong for what he did and that he was a sick man.
Yeah, a little bit.
At least he's honest.
Yeah.
Under a Facebook post titled Justice for Jackie G, the Marion County Sheriff's Office described how Sardo got caught riding the horse. On October 16th, the woman told Marion County Sheriff's Office she had seen Sardo having sex with Jackie G in a pasture. Another woman told the detective the same thing and that she'd talked to Sardo about it. She said he took responsibility. Jackie G remains under the care of his owners. His owners. His.
Whoa, what?
Owners.
Jackie G's a dude?
His owners. Not only.
No, this must be wrong. Jackie G's a dude?
Well, if you can call a horse a dude.
He was sodomizing a miniature horse?
Yep. Stipulations of Sardo's future contact with the horse could be determined by a judge in the near future, the sheriff's office said. I don't need a judge. No contact.
Why?
You know, it was his main squeeze.
All right, look, new rule. No more horse sodomy headlines, all right?
He's got to meet the right woman.
Isn't there a law in Florida about that you can't have sex with a horse? That was a porcupine. Never mind.
That was a porcupine, sorry. Yeah. But, you know, he needs to just meet the right woman so he can get back in the saddle again.
All right. Enough. Joel. I'm so disturbed by this. I can't even think of anything funny to say. It literally is. All right. I got nothing. Except sadness.
At least you didn't look a gift horse in the mouth.
All right. Thank you. That's the show for this week. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridamen, or to get early access and ad-free episodes with an extra Florida Man story, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridamen.
And we'd like to thank our newest Patreon sponsor and our new favorite listener. Jessica has joined us at the Tallahassee level.
No way. We have a Tallahassee level?
We do. And that bumps Heather out of our favorite listener position.
Oh.
So now our favorite listeners in order from best to less best is, so we've got Jessica, then Heather, and then in a tie for third, we've got Roxanne and Travis. And then everybody else who shares our episodes with their friends and family, leaves us a review or rates us 5 stars. And then after them, it's everybody else who listens.
So we're paying for favorites right now is what's happening. You pay to be the favorite.
Yes. Our listeners are paying for the favorites.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Yeah, so if you want to be a favorite, just join the Patreon page at any level above Tallahassee. And you can knock Jessica out of that favorite listener spot. But thank you, Jessica. You are amazing. That is great. We really appreciate it.
This program is provided for information and use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
And our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And as always, again, Tracy, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man, Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida Man.